Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Friday, January 28th, 2022. I'm Chance Miller. Leading off today, Apple has officially reported its quarterly earnings for fiscal Q1 2022, covering the months of October, November, and December. This is Apple's ever-important holiday quarter, and it reported a record revenue of $123 billion, which is an increase of 11% year over year. The company also reported a record profit of $35 billion and earnings per share of $2.10. Apple no longer reports unit sales for any of its products, but instead reports a breakdown of revenue by product category. The iPhone accounted for $72 billion in revenue, which is a 9% increase. The Mac hit $11 billion in revenue, up 25% year over year. The wearables, home, and accessories category was up 13% to $15 billion, and services was up 25% to $20 billion. Notably, the iPad revenue declined 14% year over year to $7.3 billion, but this is something that Apple attributes to supply shortages. So if it had been able to produce more iPads, it would have been able to keep up with demand and thereby grow revenue. And finally, Apple is not reporting any sort of guidance for Q2 of 2022 due to uncertainties caused by the COVID-19 pandemic and supply constraints. But the company says it does expect revenue growth to be solid on a year-over-year basis and for it to be a record quarter for revenue. The company did, however, caution that it still faces significant supply shortages, which could impact revenue more than expected. In other news today, Apple has released the first betas of iOS 15.4, iPadOS 15.4, and macOS 12.3. These updates include a number of notable new features, one of the biggest of which is support for using Face ID while wearing a mask. Apple initially rolled out support for unlocking your iPhone with your Apple Watch while wearing a mask last year, but it's now taking that feature to the next level and removing the requirement of the Apple Watch completely. When you update to iOS 15.4, you'll be given the option to set up Face ID with a mask. Apple explains that Face ID is most accurate when it's set up for full face recognition only, but that it's also now able to recognize the unique features around the eye area to authenticate you if you're wearing a mask. If you choose to enable Face ID support for mask wearing, Apple will guide you through the Face ID setup process, and if you wear glasses, you'll also scan your face with and without your glasses for increased accuracy. But unfortunately, this new feature is not without its limitations. Support for recognizing your face while wearing a mask is only supported on the iPhone 12 and the iPhone 13. Another new feature in iPadOS 15.4 and macOS 12.3 is Universal Control. This feature was first announced at WWDC last year, but was delayed multiple times. With these new betas, however, Universal Control now lets you use one mouse or trackpad and keyboard to control multiple nearby Macs or iPads. For example, if your iPad isn't connected to a mouse and a keyboard, you can use Universal Control to move your Mac mouse and keyboard to that iPad for full cursor support and text entry. Another supported scenario is controlling your Mac with an accessory like Apple's Magic Keyboard for iPad, and you can string together multiple different iPad and Mac models. The feature is enabled by default and simply requires that the Mac and the iPads both be set up with the same iCloud account. There are a number of other smaller changes included in these updates. There's a new widget for the Apple Wallet application, showing your Apple Card balance and details. There are over 30 new emoji. You can also now add notes to your iCloud keychain passwords. tvOS 15.4 includes a handful of changes, including a redesigned video player with a built-in Up Next queue, and there's deeper SharePlay integration throughout third-party and first-party applications in iOS 15.4. We've got a full roundup of all of the changes included in these betas at the link in the show notes below. To round out this week, let's check in with Blair Altland from 9to5 Toys, who has details on some of the best Apple deals to get you ready for the weekend.
All of this weekend's best Apple-friendly deals are now up for the taking and headlined as Amazon offers the all-new Beats Fit Pro True Wireless Sport Earbuds with a $20 Amazon gift card for $200. Normally fetching $200 for the earbuds themselves, the added $20 in credit has been about as good as it gets for scoring the new releases without having to pay full price. Delivering the brand's latest flagship earbuds, the new Beats Fit Pro arrive with a true wireless design geared towards tagging along on workouts thanks to IPX4 water resistance and wingtip designs. Those in the Apple ecosystem will find its built-in H1 chip to be the star of the show, enabling features like Hey Siri support alongside fast pairing and more. Battery life on this one clocks in at 6 hours, though the companion charging case will bump that up to a total of 24. Also on sale today, Anker's official Amazon storefront is now getting in on the savings by offering its new Nano Pro 20-watt USB-C charger in all four colors for $17. Marking one of the first discounts we've seen, period, today's offers are down from the usual $20 going rate and delivering all new lows across the entire lineup of styles. This is also the very first time that we've seen all four colorways go on sale at all. As Anker's latest and most compact charger yet, its new Nano Pro still packs 20 watts of power output over a USB-C PD port. Perfect as an iPhone companion, or really any other smartphone for that matter, it sports a unique design that comes in one of four colors. We're also tracking much of that all-time low status on the elevated 40-watt model, which is down to $31 in four styles from its usual $36 going rate. And last up as we head into the weekend, Staples is now offering the official Apple Watch magnetic charging cable for $23. Normally fetching $29, you are looking at an all-around rare discount at nearly 20% off, as well as the lowest price since back in the summer of 2021. Whether you're looking to refresh the aging charger on your existing Apple Watch or want to grab a spare for your everyday carrier somewhere else in your home, today's price cut delivers a rare chance to save on an official offering. There's the familiar magnetic puck on one end alongside a USB plug on the other, with 1 meter of cord in between. Sure, this may not be the new fast charging model, but this is about as good as it gets for scoring an official cable without paying full price. You'll find all of Friday's other best deals then over at 9to5toys.com.
That wraps up another week of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, if you like the show, it is very helpful to us if you leave us a rating and a review in Apple's podcast app or in Overcast or wherever you listen every day. You can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back on Monday for a new week of Apple News.